Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Malcolm.
Good evening.
Hello?
We're going to start with good evening.
Good evening.
No, Carla's on the phone also. So we're going to start with verse 299, unless somebody has a question from the last few days or anything else. We're in section 36 of Parsha Noach from the Sulam Commentary, and I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutra b'ruchu, ishkinte b'tzilu, erchimu u'tzilu. Udhilu Ukinu, Leakta, Leshem, Yodhe Bovavhe, Beyetida, Shalim, Beshem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Amadunai Elohino, Elena Maseya, Dena Kunene, Elena Maseya, Dena Kunenehu, Ugin Tach, La Nafak, Mi Goy Kalala, Kekal ho ela daikiv lecham hu avi kenan hahu diach shich alman delatati biklala da veshem hu avi kach o yefet hu avi kach Ela miyad kafat v'amar v'chanan v'day. Only Ham was separated from the rest, because as is written, and Ham is the father of Canaan. This refers to the one who brought darkness upon the world. The power of the serpent. Nobody else is described in this fashion. It does not say Shem is the father of so-and-so, or Yafet is the father of so-and-so. The scriptures say immediately, and Ham is the father of Canaan. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, to me, it's definitely letting us know that Ham's line, you know, is the lineage with, what would we say, the negative system. And, I mean, Canaan right there tells us that here's going to come the Canaanites, and we know what their reputation was, so... And I guess this relates to Noah's curse on the grandson Canaan. So, are you still there?
Hello? Did we lose him?
I don't know. I didn't know if I answered so terribly. He's in the truck. You know, to me, I always see the scriptures, I relate it back to Torah. And I'm so tired by this time of the day. Sometimes I can just talk. You know, I'm preparing for my visitors from Israel that are coming for 3 weeks that are so strict Orthodox. So, I think we got disconnected.
Hello? We've lost his call.
Yeah.
I guess someone's gonna call him.
Let's wait just a little bit, because usually he figures it out if nobody, it's just us. So if nobody talks, he's going to figure it out pretty quickly that he's cut off.
I've been hearing you all along.
Oh, you have?
Do you hear me this time?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
what
been
are
hearing you,
doing?
You, but you guys couldn't hear me.
We couldn't hear you. Oh. So, you know, all our secrets.
What I was saying that you couldn't hear is we learned in the previous verse, in 298, that Ham was connected to the negative system. And
right.
That by being the father of Canaan, he was also connected to the negative system. But this verse is explaining how to realize from the Torah, from the written Torah, why or how someone is connected to the negative system. And the explanation is because it's treated differently in its wording than anybody else. But when they're treated the same, it's indicating connection to the positive system.
Okay. So knowing the Torah, like, you know, that Noah had put a curse on Ham's son, which would have been his grandson, is that interfering with our seeing what the Zohar is saying? To me, it just adds to it.
It adds to it. It's
more than just because of,
if you see
it
written in the Torah, it raises the question, why is it being treated differently? The Zohar comes along and explains why. And that's what's being explained here.
I have a question. I think yesterday, I believe I heard you say that it was a serpent from ancient times. I'm not sure if I got the wording correct. But what does that mean? From Ham was a serpent from ancient times. I know it's going back a couple of generations, talking about Noah's son. And then Canaan.
It's going back 10 generations, but ancient time means out of the physical world.
Out of the physical world, okay.
In other words, you mean in the garden? When the Satan
in the garden, correct.
Seduced Eve, okay. There's quite, it's been a long time since I've read it, at least two summers ago, because I haven't read from the Bihar, and I know two summers, but there's several pages on describing the seduction of the serpent, how he came down, and he also thought he was beautiful, and I think, I mean, it actually does say, I don't remember exactly what word, but I think they did use the word intercourse. So,
Zohar is asked the question, why it says that Adam knew Eve and used the word Da, for knowledge. And the Zohar asks the question, what does it mean Da? What does it mean knowledge or knowing? Did they have physical intimacy or not? And then he had the Zohar answers that yes, they did.
So
now, it never says outright that Eve and the serpents were intimate, but it hints at that. And it also hints that Adam and LL were intimate. It never really says it in the written Torah per se, but the Zohar is very clear on it. L-L.
Adam and Bel-El?
L-L, yes. Her name is Lilith, but we don't say her name.
So she's a female
so
god.
So we call her L-L.
Okay, so the ancient serpent is basically a fallen, what I've been taught, and not sure if it's correct, was a fallen angel, whatever that means. Was that the ancient serpent in the garden that had relations with Eve, even though it's not stated?
It wasn't that angel. It was a manifestation in the garden of that angel, that negative angel. But remember, he's not a fallen angel. It means he was given a task to test even humanity.
Okay.
And he chose to test humanity in this way. The spiritual angel was not intimate with Eve, but he created a serpent, which was a humanoid with leathery skin or snake skin. It was a humanoid, and that race of beings, they lived in the Garden of Eden. To my knowledge, I haven't heard otherwise, they may still be there. Because ultimately, if we had done our job right when we were within Adam and Eve, we would have each of us been given two serpent children that would be born at the same moment that our children were born. And each child would get these two serpents, one a good one and one an evil one. And they would be our servants. And that's why they are in the Garden of Eden. That's what their purpose was if we had achieved and the correct completion of the tikkun, or instead of falling spiritually. And when we fell spiritually, those two serpents became part of us. They became internalized. And we call them the good inclination and the evil inclination.
Okay. That makes more sense to me. So since it doesn't state that they had intimate relations, could it be that it's through thought or through lust, you know, lusting, not so much intercourse, the snake or the serpent? You know, you have these, you know, snakes that memorize you, you know, they da 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 da. But, and, you know, and Adam knew Eve, so he lust after her, which he should not have done before the Sabbath, right? He had to wait on the Sabbath.
Correct.
Okay. So it could be, my whole question is, it could be a conscious kind of thing, not so much a physical thing.
Well,
Go ahead, Hannah.
But do we not, you know, if they had light bodies, we don't know that, you know, how they assimilated food or even how intimacy would take place anyway. I mean, you know.
Well, actually, we in the through the midrash theme, we do. They absorb the energy, meaning food, directly through their skin, which was translucent and essentially was the same as our finger and toenails now. So the energy would be radiating and would be absorbed through the skin. Now, did they have physical intimacy where the male organ was inserted into the female vagina? That's on the physical level that took place in the Garden of Eden. What is that same effect? How is that done today? Remember, in the spiritual level, affinity, unity is, it's coming by the unity of the consciousness. So whether they were physically intimate in the physical world or they were unified in their consciousness in the spiritual world, it means the same thing. It's just the frame of reference. Should I go on to 300?
If you have time. It's a long one, it looks like.
I should have enough time.
Okay.
Verse 300. Weodakadata Avraham Makiti Viagor Avram Beretz Viadlahawa Kiyuma Deavahan Delato Zara De Israel De Alma De Yipok Shema Shema Ila'a Kadisha Kadhawo Zakaim Israel Igre Ara Al Shema Israel Kadla Zaku Igre Ara Al Shema Achara Eretz Kenan. Hence, what does it say about Abraham? It says that Avram passed through the land, and the Canaanite was there then in the land. The patriarchs, the Mohim that were drawn down for the female principle called the land, were not yet established, and the seed of Israel had not yet appeared in the world. The name of Canaan, therefore, could not yet be removed from the land, replaced, and the sacred supernal name of Israel. But when Israel were righteous and drew down the three columns of Zeranpin, called Israel, to mate with the female principle, the land came to be called by the name Land of Israel. It was named after Israel below, who perfected the female principle, and after her husband Zeranpin. But when they were not worthy of the female principle, was left with the left column, with the gold refuse, called Canaan. It was called by a different name, the land of Canaan. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, because this Jacob hadn't appeared on the scene and his sons, there wasn't time yet for the Canaanites to be removed.
There was no way to cleanse the impurity.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't sufficient light to cleanse the impurity.
And the land was called
by that name of the impurity.
Mm-hmm. And the Canaanites were known for their sexual immorality. So.
Correct.
Which goes back to the garden and our conversation just a while ago, you know. So.
There is a book written by Rabbi Avraham Sutton You can find it on Amazon. I don't remember the title of the book, but if you look up on Amazon, Abraham Sutton, you'll find his book. And he's explaining basically what happens in the garden from A to Z, all about these different people and what the code words in the Torah actually represent. It's a very powerful read.
Do you remember the name?
If I remembered the name, give me a minute. I'll see if I can find it by looking him up. I read it about, I think he wrote it like 5-6 years ago.
I guess that was given the negative side their due, right? Since the light wasn't there, the negative side had their time.
But we needed light, huh? You know, it was the left column.
Yeah.
And we needed a balance
time
to get to the central column,
right,
which would have been Israel.
Right.
The name of the book is Spiritual Technology.
I'm
spiritual
sorry.
Spiritual Technology by Abraham Sutton.
All right.
Was there any? I wasn't hearing your conversation, so. You guys want to ask any questions, or should I move on?
You can move on.
Mm-hmm. There's one more verse, so that would finish the section.
Seal one?
Yes.
Siyada kiti vayomer arur kanan evad Avadim, Dihi Eliehav, Dihu Aite, Levav Ten, Al Alma, Unahash, Makitiv, Arurata, Mikol Hab Hama, Kainu Diktiv, Evid Avadim, Vialda Kitiv, Sham Ham Viafet, Dilat Elaine, Bene Noach Vayotzin, Min Hatik, Hateva, Kidka Amrinan. Therefore it is written, and he said, Cursed be Canaan, a slave of slaves, he shall be to his brothers, for he brought curses upon the world. And he represents the ancient serpent. And what is said of the serpent? You are cursed above all cattle. He was cursed as well in the passage, Cursed be Canaan, a slave of slaves. Shall he be to his brothers because cattle are slaves to people, and because he is worse than the cattle and more cursed, he is the slave of slaves. This is why it is written that Shem, Ham, and Japheth are the three sons of Noah, who emerged from the ark, as has previously been explained. They are the secret of the three columns. The female principle, that is called the ark, received them from Zeranpin. He became pregnant with them and brought them forth into the world. Questions, comments, thoughts. I think you can now follow all of these earlier verses where I was saying it was esoteric and it was kind of hard to follow. You've now had all of the code words explained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of brings us back to the very first beginning of this teaching.
Of this section.
That's kind of what I was thinking in the beginning. Of course, I said Abraham. It should have been Noah's children. But, okay, that makes sense to me. Now I can kind of follow it.
Well, tomorrow before we go on to the section 37, I'll ask for any other questions. But I think it's pretty clear now.
Mm-hmm.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.